Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Star's Opinion, the Christian perspective. My name is Star. I am so happy you guys are here listening to me or watching on YouTube. If you are new here, welcome. If you are a returning listener or a subscriber, welcome, welcome, welcome. So today's topic, I wanted to speak about the Baltimore Bridge, right? So I woke up from a dream. The Lord woke me up early. From a dream about that I had about a family member, and he was prompting me to pray. So as I got up or whatever, it took me a while. I was like, Lord, you gotta help me to get up. So I got up, and he helped me get up, and I grabbed my phone and I went to I had to use the restroom, so I went to go use the restroom, and then I grabbed my phone and I went to Facebook. That's what I went to. I went to Facebook. And when I went to Facebook, I saw my local news channel, KTLA5. They were reporting about the Baltimore Bridge collapsing. And as I was looking at the video, I was like, oh my God. So I went to TikTok because TikTok just shows better videos than trying to watch it on Facebook. Especially from another a news page, because you know they always send you to the link. So I went to TikTok and I saw the video on TikTok of how the bridge crashed, and the Lord started to impress upon my heart of what I was seeing, and he started to talk to me and reveal to me. So I wanted to talk about that because he told me to do a podcast recording on that. So I'm like, okay, Lord. And I'm already feeling some type of way because of the dream that I had. And I had to go and consult the Lord about what he meant about that dream. And, you know, what do you want me to do? Because you're telling me for a reason. And he said, you need to get up and you need to pray. So, I'm like, okay. So it's like 4:30. You know, I go downstairs in my prayer area where I pray. And I just begin to pray. And the Lord was impressing upon my heart of the video that I saw on about the Baltimore Bridge collapsing, and he said that it's just begun. And I said, Lord, what do you mean that it's just begun? He said, it's only the beginning. It has just begun. There's a shift in the atmosphere. There's a shift in the season. There's a shift in the spirit realm, and it only has begun. It's just begun. This is not even the tip of the iceberg. And I'm like, Lord, what do you mean? You know, revealed to me, and he says, I am soon to return. And he's just started to impress upon my heart that this is the beginning of the last days. I am soon to return. I am bringing all my children home. Remember, the Bible says that Jesus spoke, and he says, Father, I have not lost not one of them, the ones that the Father have given me. He's bringing his children home. He's calling his people. This is why you see an increase in the spread of the gospel. So I am urging anyone who's listening to this that the Lord says to come with a repentant heart. Come and give him your hearts, because he is separating the wheat and the tares. He is separating. He is making a mark on his people. And the devil knows that his time is up. So he's trying to wipe out everyone that he can. So it is so imperative for us of those who are believers to spread the gospel, but not only spread it, love people the way Christ loved people. Live a holy life. If you are a lukewarm Christian, repent and ask the Lord to make you hot again for him. If you are not a Christian, or you confused, or you believe that there is a God, but you don't know which God, the Lord says, I am the Lord God, and besides me, there is no other. He is the only God, the one true God, the creator of the universe. He is not the universe. He is the creator of the universe. He says that it is only the beginning. It has begun. That things are going to come upon not just this land, but in various places all over the world. That there is a shift in the spirit realm because the devil knows that his time is up. But the Lord is so compassionate. He's so merciful that he loves us. He sent his son to die for us. He sent his only son to die for us. And we wasn't even worth it. We're not worth it, but that's how much he loves us. So, you know, when I saw that video of the Baltimore Bridge collapsing, I said, oh God. I said, all those people who was traveling, you know, thank God for the ones who missed it, right? Because you see the lights, you know, people driving. I said, but the ones who didn't miss it, Lord, like, can you please have compassion on them? Even if they don't make it, can you be with them? Can they call upon you and you wrap your arms around them? Because when I saw the post originally on Facebook, it was around 4:20 that I saw the post. And the news channel had just posted it, I would say, about 5 minutes ago. So it said, KTLA, Baltimore Bridge collapse. And it was like, the post was like 5 minutes ago. And I'm like, Lord, I started to pray for the people who was on the bridge and their cars sank in the ocean. You know, Lord, help them. Even now, if you could just go out and reach them, even if they perish, Lord, let them call out to you so you can rescue them, rescue their soul, at least if you don't rescue their bodies. You know, have compassion on them. Like, that's immediately what my heart said. Like, Lord, have compassion on them. And I felt as though I was Abraham when God was getting ready to go and judge Sodom and Gomorrah. And Abraham said, Lord, but what if there's 30? What if there's 20? Oh, Lord, please. But what if you find only 10 righteous people? Would you not save the city? I felt like that. Like, Lord, all those people who were on the bridge when it collapsed, Lord, if you could just send out your angels to have them call upon your name so you can rescue them, so you can save them, even if you don't save their physical body, but save their soul, because that's what matters, right? We need to have a heart for God, a heart for people, a love for people the way God intended us to love one another. But the Lord says that it has begun, that the time has begun, that it is here now, that he is calling all hearts back to the Father because he is soon to return. The door is closing. Just like the door has closed when Noah built the ark and he stood in the threshold and he gave them one last chance to come before the door was closed. This is it. This is the Lord's plea to you, that the door is closing soon. He is coming. He is returning. The Lord is going to come and he is going to break that sky and he is coming for his children. But before he comes, he says, please come. Please come repenting. Please come with your hearts, because the door is closing. And once that door is closed, that is it. That is it. So I ask and I plead with you by the mercies of God, by the grace of God, that you would just come to him. And he will give you rest. Rest for your souls. Rest for your bodies. Rest for your minds. Rest for your emotions. God will give you rest. He wants to give you rest. I just hear the Lord says, I want to give you rest. You can rest in me. And if you rest in me, I'll take care of everything. Everything that you need. But you must come. And you must come with a repentant, a humble heart. Oh, try me, oh Lord. See if there's anything in me that is not good. Expose it. so I can lay it at the cross. I can lay it at the altar. Oh God, thank you, Holy Spirit. So that is all I have to say. As the Lord said, come to me. Come to me. That's all I have to say. Come to the Lord so he can give you rest. And I also have a book called How Do You Like Your Coffee? No Longer Lukewarm. It is available on Amazon. I will leave the link in the comments. Oh no, in the description, not the comments. In the description below. And you can purchase the book there on Amazon. Let me know what you guys think about this video. How did you feel when you saw that video? My heart went out to the people who missed it and the people who didn't miss it. But the Lord would just have compassion because he's full of compassion on them. So let me know what you guys think about this video. All right, I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.